A greater darkness waited, a worse rain, if worse can be where all is evil's extreme. Yet to the cloaked, the uncloaked is naked worst. There God and truth and the supernal light had never been, or else had power no more. As when one slips in a deep moment's trance over mind's border into another world, he crossed a boundary whose stealthy trace I could not see, but only the soul feel. Into an armored, fierce domain he came, and saw himself wandering like a lost soul amid grimed walls and savage slums of night. Around him crowded grey and squalid huts, neighboring proud palaces of perverted power, inhuman quarters and demoniac wards. A pride in evil hugged its wretchedness. A misery haunting splendor pressed those fell, dun suburbs of the cities of dream life. There life displayed to the spectator soul the shadow depth of her strange miracle. A strong and fallen goddess without hope, obscured, deformed by some dire gorgon spell. As might a harlot empress in a bouge, nude, unashamed, exulting, she upraised her evil face of perilous beauty and charm, and drawing panic to a shuddering kiss twixt the magnificence of her fatal breasts, allured to their abyss, the spirits fall. Across his field of sight, she multiplied as on a scenic film or moving plate, the implacable splendor of her nightmare pomps. On the dark background of a soulless world, she staged between a lurid light and shade her dramas of the sorrow of the depths, written on the agonized nerves of living things, epics of horror and grim majesty, wry statues spat and stiffened in life's mud, a glut of hideous forms and hideous deeds, paralyzed pity in the hardened breast. In booths of sin and night repairs of vice, styled infamies of the body's concupiscence and sordid imaginations etched in flesh, turned lust into a decorative art. Abusing nature's gift, her pervert skill immortalized the sown grain of living death. In a mud goblet poured the Bacchic wine, to a satyr gave the thyrsus of a god. Impure, sadistic, with grimacing mouths, grey foul inventions, gruesome and macabre, came televisioned from the gulfs of night. Her craft, ingenious in monstrosity, impatient of all natural shape and poise, a gape of nude, exaggerated lines, gave caricature a stark reality, and art parades of weird, distorted forms, and gargoyle masks, obscene and terrible, trampled to tormented postures the torn sense. An inexorable evil's worshipper, she made vileness great and sublimated filth. A dragon power of reptile energies and strange epiphanies of grovelling force and serpent grandeurs couching in the mire drew adoration to a gleam of slime. All nature, pulled out of her frame and base, was twisted into an unnatural pose. Repulsion stimulated inert desire. Agony was made a red-spiced food for bliss. Hatred was trusted with the work of lust, and torture took the form of an embrace. A ritual anguish consecrated death. Worship was offered to the undivine. A new aesthesis of Inferno's art that trained the mind to love what the soul hates, imposed allegiance on the quivering nerves and forced the unwilling body to vibrate. Too sweet and too harmonious to excite in this regime that soiled the being's core. Beauty was banned, the heart's feeling dulled to sleep, and cherished in their place sensation's thrills. The world was probed for jets of sense appeal. Here, cold material intellect was the judge, and needed sensual prick and jog and lash that its hard dryness and dead nerves might feel some passion and power and acrid point of life. A new philosophy theorized evil's rights, gloried in the shimmering rot of decadence, or gave to a python force persuasive speech, and armed with knowledge, the primeval brute. Over life and matter only, brooding, bowed, mind changed to the image of a rampant beast. It scrambled into the pit to dig for truth, and lighted its search with the subconscious flares. Thence bubbling rose, sullying the upper air, the filth and festering secrets of the abyss. This it called positive fact and real life. This now composed the fetid atmosphere. A wild beast passion crept from secret night to watch its prey with fascinating eyes. Around him, like a fire with sputtering tongues, there lolled and laughed a bestial ecstasy. The air was packed with longings brute and fierce, crowding and stinging in a monstrous swarm, pressed with a noxious hum into his mind, thoughts that could poison nature's heavenliest breath. Forcing reluctant lids, assailed the sight, acts that revealed the mystery of hell. All that was there was on this pattern made.